my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I said right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to another vibrant, full edition of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Joker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful dick-hardening products as... Let's not get into it. In fact, I think we should just get straight to the show. Unfortunately, I say we, but I mean I. I mean we and you and me. But, excluding specifically Kilgore, and he knows why. Kilgore knows why he's not on tonight's show, and it's because he's too tired. It's almost 4 a.m. Wild Bill Kilgore is he's been a little too wild today, and he went to bed early. It's late. Headlines. A pedophile congressional candidate is attracted to kids in Virginia. This is probably my favorite story today because, I don't know. Did he think that it was going to work out? Okay, so it goes like this. There's this fella in Virginia, my home state, Wild Bill Kilgore's home state, called Nathan Larson. He's a 37-year-old accountant in Charlottesville. And he's running for Congress on the independent ticket. He don't need no Democratic Party. He don't need no Republican Party. He just needs... Well, let's get into it. He's independent. And he's also a pedophile. Which he admitted, for some reason... He admitted this to the Huffington Post. I mean, come on. What did they do? Did they just ask? Anyway, this guy fucking bragged on his website about raping his dead ex-wife. I don't know, dude. I don't think this guy's all there. He ran a couple of websites. One of them was Incel Apocalypse. And if you don't know what an incel is, it means involuntarily celibate. Which means that you want to fuck, but you're not getting fucked. So he ran a chat room, a gathering place, for pedophiles and misogynists who are into the violence aspect of it, like himself. The Huffington Post, they must... Like, I didn't realize that they hired their own investigators over there now. I thought they just... Anyway, so the Huffington Post noticed that his campaign website shared an IP address with those forums and others. So his campaign website must have just been a subdomain or something. Like, on the same server, I don't know. But, the domain host took him down on Tuesday. I wish it said what the host was. But anyway, on the phone with Huffington Post, he was open about his pedophilia and not really fazed about his long odds of getting into government, even though that's what he's trying to do right now. But he's talking about political correctness. He's like, a lot of people are tired of political correctness and being constrained by it, he said. People prefer when there's an outsider who doesn't have anything to lose and is willing to say what's on a lot of people's minds. When asked about whether he's a pedophile or just writes about pedophilia, he said it's a mix of both. When people go over the top, there's a grain of truth to what they say. So this guy, right out the gate, is telling you that, yeah, I joke about banging kids or whatever. But you know what they say. In every joke, there's a tiny kernel of truth. Asked whether there was a grain of truth in his essay about father-daughter incest and another about raping his ex-wife repeatedly, he said yes, offering that plenty of women have rape fantasies. So this guy's nuts, right? Maybe he thinks he's going to Donald Trump his way into, like, he's going to get voted in as a joke. According to Larson's campaign manifesto, his platform as a quasi-neo-reactionary libertarian candidate includes protecting gun ownership rights, establishing free trade and protecting benevolent white supremacy, as well as legalizing incestuous marriage and child pornography. Now this guy is just out of control. Can he clinch the congressional race? In the manifesto, Larson called Nazi leader Adolf Hitler a white supremacist hero. He urged Congress to repeal the Violence Against Women Act, adding that we need a switch. We need to switch to a system that classifies women as property, initially of their fathers and later of their husbands. So property that's transferred from one man to another. He don't need no Democratic Party. He don't need no Republican Party. He just needs women as property. He also showed sympathy for men who identify as involuntary celibates or incels, suggesting it is unfair that they're forced to pay taxes for schools, welfare, and other support for other men's children. This is so fucking funny, man. Oh my god. Dude, I don't want to pay for other people's kids either, but we kind of all do that, like, so that we have a proper society. Like, I don't have kids, you know? But you still want these motherfuckers educated. Or it's gonna get even worse. They're gonna have more people like you. Fucking Larson. With your manifesto. Yeah, dude, I don't like to pay for other people's kids either, but it's so funny that this is about it being other men's kids that, like, other men produced by a squirting cum in a vagina he can't do that. Why now? Anyway, hold on a sec. Using the pseudonyms Lysander, Larson frequently participated in conversations on his own message board. And these are some pretty graphic fucking paragraphs about him wanting to diddle his daughter, but he can't because he doesn't have custody. Jesus Christ, man. I think that to get with girls, whether they're young or old, you'll usually need to have charm and or money. God damn. Once sex with kids is legalized, which is his platform, by the way, I imagine the competition to get in their pants will be fierce. My God, where's John Thiessen when you need him? Larson posted his Lysander on his now defunct website, swiped.org, and it's spelled with a U instead of a W. Suicidal pedophiles. Larson wrote numerous posts endorsing child rape and other forms of sexual abuse. Why doesn't every... God, dude, good lord. This fucking guy is a sick monster. And it's because it's not just what he's writing, but it's the culture he's enabling, these fucking animals. I mean, he's not even Yeah, it's like it'd be one thing if he was trying to help them through an addiction, like, or whatever they're going through, but he's just out and out endorsing child rape, and he's saying, like, that'll be his platform for taking office. Jesus, dude. Could you, I mean, he's just tired of political correctness, that's all it is. Can't, gotta watch what you say, man. What are people saying about this? He's a piece of shit. Dear God. I don't know if I want to have children if a man like this exists. Well, he doesn't want you to have kids either. He, in fact, alright, let's see, anyone can run for public office, even people that are mentally ill. Making a news story about it just gives these people free publicity. That's a good point. And he's trying to appeal to people who, you know, that are shitty. He's trying to appeal to shitty people that, that have been made to feel bad for being shitty. And the guy's from Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, they've got good people in Charlottesville, too. I heard he's got a pretty bumping music scene. But, I don't think anybody wants that fella hanging out at their shows. You know what I mean? I think this guy's an outlier. I think what that one guy said about the mental illness is probably true. That now he's just been given a platform, and it's like the last thing that guy needed. He's not going to get better now. Oh my God. A guy like that and a government like this? Could you imagine? QAnon. Alright, we're going to talk about QAnon a little later. Oh yeah, dude. This guy got, hey, why now though? I was thinking about this, like, why now, does Alex Jones get taken off of iTunes and all this shit? Like, he's been saying the same bullshit for years. It kind of reminds me of the Roseanne thing, like, why now do you have a problem with Roseanne? Because she was saying all that bullshit for years before you hired her. You knew it. You knew what you were getting into. You know? It's Roseanne Barr, man. This isn't fucking... Like, I think Steve Harvey is probably worse than Roseanne. He has more toxic attitudes. But anyway. You knew what they were up to, is my point. Like, why now? Is it because he's so big? Is it because he's a piece of shit? Is it because he has all this influence that he didn't used to have? That, you know, he might as, you know, whatever he writes, it might end up coming out of the president's mouth later? It's the defamation lawsuit that is, I think, particularly egregious. It highlights, well, some of the really shitty things that lawsuit has any traction at all, you know, is good, but also it's bad for Alex Jones. Like, I want to believe that guy is just a showman, that he is just on the long troll, that you know, one day he's gonna take off the mask and be like, I was just fucking with you guys just to prove a point that you guys will eat up anything, and now maybe you should think for yourselves, and he can become like the next shock jock Julian Assange kind of motherfucker. Which, by the way, let's look up Julian Assange and see what's happened to him. But that's not who Alex Jones is. I mean, it seems like he drank his own Kool-Aid or something, you know? It's like Albert Hoffman cooking up that acid, and then he's like, maybe acid's not so bad, and he kept taking it for the rest of his life. Except acid is good, and Alex Jones... conspiracy theories or not. But let's find out what's happening with Julian Assange. VIPS plead for humanitarian asylum for Julian Assange. Pamela Anderson describes romantic kind of connection with Julian Assange. This is Fox News, though. Pilger excoriates media on Assange silence. Okay, so Pamela Anderson keeps coming up in the news.
So how did you get involved with Julian Assange?
I met Julian and
I wanted to know how I could be more effective as an activist. And we created activist tenure, and it's based on academic tenure. So we're going to choose 10 activists a year for 10 years and pay their salaries, no matter where they are in the world. It'll be very diverse, too. It won't just be, more digital. It'll be people like women's rights and animal rights and environmental rights. And we think that we want to help create career activists. Invest in people that are going to be activists no matter what.
So how did you end up connecting with Julian?
I brought him some vegan food, and now it's a tradition that I bring him vegan.
She brought him vegan food, starting a tradition of her bringing him vegan food. And so they together are going to choose 10 journalists at random, pay their salaries. No, not journalists. Activists. Pamela Anderson and Julian Assange. Two peas in a pod, right? I mean, when I think of strong female counterparts for Julian Assange, of course, Pamela Anderson is right there.
Let's see what they want to do. I just saw him last week.
What do you guys talk about?
Everything.
They talk about everything.
I think with me, it's kind of a relief from everything. He asked me about my life, my kids, my, parents, my, what I'm doing in my life, and we talk about, and he kind of gets on little tangents about either the Bible or the glass I'm drinking out of or, vegan food or animal rights. And last time we started talking about jealousy, we talk about everything.
She's got this spacey look on her face. Like, she's lost, man. She's stoned.
Still laugh and be joyful and be excited about that he's stirring the pot and causing trouble in a good way. And he's willing to take the heat for what he's exposing, and it's important what he's doing. I think he's one of the most important people living. He's only exposing people to the truth.
Is it ill-gotten information?
It doesn't matter. Information is information. If it's true, I want to hear about it.
It's kind of saying the ends justify the means.
I thought people have this, I never understood this theory of how people, even, when it comes to the police and warrants and things like this, because I think the truth is the truth.
Here we go.
If you're doing something bad, it doesn't matter how people find out about it.
Was it ever romantic?
He's definitely an interesting person, and there's definitely a romantic kind of connection because it's a romantic struggle. It's a very, we have this closeness, and I think that, he's not close to people like he is to me. I can really, I have a real personal relationship with him.
Is that a yes?
Well, I can't say. But he's just one of my favorite people.
That was Fox News. Julian Assange is one of Pamela Anderson's favorite people. Wow. What a barn burner of an interview that was. That guy really had a gotcha question, didn't he? Kind of sounds like the end justifies the means. And then she went off on that shit about warrants, how you shouldn't have warrants and stuff. It's like, dude, this interview is why you don't go to actors for your... She's not wearing a lab coat, dude. She's not wearing fucking patches on her elbows. She's not publishing white papers, man. She's using her celebrity to go and schmooze with Assange. And she's got some kind of lady boner for him. So that's what he's up to. He's still struggling. They're about to kick him out of the embassy, man. They moved him into a closet or something. The guy's like sweeping the floors. Washing dishes and stuff. Just to stick around. I don't even want to go into this, but the media has just taken this QAnon thing and run. I don't know where people are getting their information, but I think it's like Pamela said. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It matters that the people are getting it. And we violated a lot of laws, a lot of non-disclosure agreements. And, frankly, we hacked a lot of emails to get the information that we're presenting you today. Anonymous hacker Sabu 2.0, not to be confused with the original Sabu, who got moved into Section 8 housing. This is, he doxed QAnon. Okay. It finally happened. And what we found out at the Internet Chronicle today was that 8chan, the founder of 8chan, Frederick Brennan, also known as Hot Wheels, and they call him Hot Wheels because he's in a wheelchair and he can't use his legs. And I guess it's because he's also like a kid. And kid, because he's little, and kids love cars and toys and Hot Wheels specifically. And he's behind the Q conspiracy. It was him. It's him. It's Hot Wheels from 8chan. Tuesday, an anonymous hacker and researcher, known only as Sabu 2.0, posted the secret identity of QAnon on the underground hacker website pastebin.su. With the use of Barrett Brown's powerful Pursuant software, by the way, it's not been published yet, don't let that line confuse you. It also came out that Frederick Brennan and Barrett Brown knew what he was doing, and he gave him an advanced copy of the Pursuant software. Sabu 2.0, who has hinted at an inside affiliation with Mueller's FBI investigation, tracked QAnon down as part of anonymous operation, OpQ. Sabu 2.0 wrote, simply put, QAnon is a psyop organized by Frederick Brennan, the founder of 8chan. He's been receiving inside information on the Trump administration after hacking Steve Bannon's phone, wrote Sabu 2.0 in the press release, posted on the hacker website pastebin.ru. Sabu 2.0 concluded his release with the typical anonymous collective sign-off writing, we are anonymous. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Q should have expected us. It's a little twist on it. Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour, digital anthropologist, told reporters Frederick Brennan came up with the idea for 8chan while tripping on psychedelic mushrooms and experiencing a cosmic level of rage at rumors that game developer Zoe Quinn was sleeping with several prominent men in the gaming community. His reason for orchestrating the QAnon psyop likely stems from a similar reactionary rage coupled with drug abuse. The original Sabu, the former hacker overlord of the Anonymous Collective, was outed as an FBI agent by investigative reporters at Internet Chronicle in 2012, the same renegade staff of writers as brought you this story tonight. Hatesec and Kilgore of the Internet Chronicle, this comes via Kilgore. Sabu, now known as Hector Montsegur, declined to comment, but has no apparent connections to Sabu 2.0. As this story gains traction, we will bring you breaking updates at the Internet Chronicle. Now, the thing that really surprises me about all this is that we didn't catch it sooner, because there were hints all along that Frederick Hot Wheels Brennan was the man behind the QAnon campaign, and frankly, QAnon, like 8chan, is sort of compartmentalized. It's a kind of an open source discourse machine. And QAnon has gotten all the way up into the president's face. The president has acknowledged QAnon. And we're waiting to see what Frederick Brennan has in store for us next. Because as it is now, whatever QAnon says is the golden word. So he wears a Super Mario jumper, and it's got a star on it and some coins. Does Mario collect coins? Yeah, he does. And Mario is jumping for the star. He's trying to get the star on Hot Wheels' shirt. You can see all this at chronicle.su right now. Anonymous hacker Sabu 2.0 doxes QAnon. 8chan founder Frederick Brennan is behind the Q conspiracy after all. You heard it here first at Liebetroker Incorporated, Internet Chronicle, Chronicle.su, Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebetroker University. It's an online college. You can take it from anywhere. And I mean, you can take it. That's just about all the time we have left tonight. Tomorrow night, we will have on the line some people from QAnon as well as Antifa. As Antifa's popping, we're gonna get Antifa on the phone and Proud Boys on the phone talking to each other live on Hate Radio. I'm HateSec. As we go out tonight, I want you to listen to the music and think long and hard about the last thing you did for the Chronicle.su. Think about all the things that we did for you and all the hard work that we do for you so that you can enjoy this free website and this free content. You think about what we did for you. And I want, and here's what I want you to think about next. What can you do for us? I'm talking money. Okay, we put our Bitcoin address on the advertisement page. We're waiting for donations, okay? We've got our eye on the wallet. We're watching. We know who is reading this shit, and we know who's listening to this, and we know who's paying and who isn't, and we know who you are, and we're coming for you. We're gonna find you. This is Hate Radio.